How to get exposure as a high school athlete. One of the most common questions I receive is, Rubio, how can I get exposure to the college coaches? Great question that is easily answered once and for all here. Number one, get yourself to a reputable camp that actually has connections to the colleges. It is very easy to make a nice looking website and claim things on the website. The problem is that many sites are simply smoke and mirrors with tons of claims and no actual facts. Do your homework. Talk to coaches to see who they recommend. Check testimonial pages and speak to others that have attended the camp to see if it is worth your time and, more importantly, your hard-earned dollar. You should go to a camp because you know it will be good and worth it, not because it might be good and worth it. Number two, make sure your high school coach knows that you are serious about your position and getting to the next level. Once you have decided that you will stop at nothing to make it to college, you must let your coach know. Tell them that you are going to camps, you work on your position year-round, and are willing to do whatever it takes to make your dream a reality. This will impress the coach, as long as you are truly doing what you are saying, and make your name stick in his head when the colleges come knocking on his door. Please note, take your coach's advice on recruiting to a certain extent. This becomes an issue if a coach pushes someone too high. To clarify, unless your coach is very familiar with your particular position, take long snapper for instance, don't rely on his word too much. What this means is that quite often a high school coach will tell a player, you are the best long snapper I've ever coached. You are definitely going to college for snapping. This is fantastic if the coach has actually coached several college long snappers. If he hasn't, you just might be the best of the worst and yet another reason you need to attend quality camps. See number one. Number three, always be in the right place at the right time. Let's say you have a top-tier running back on your team and college coaches are always on campus to see if he passes the eyeball test at practice. You have essentially hit the jackpot. Any time a college coach is at your practice, you need to make sure you just happen to showcase your talent in front of them. If you are a long snapper, you should just happen to be snapping 15-yard bullets so they can see you. If you are a lineman, you should be working on your stance and steps. Make them notice you. This is your chance. Do not let it pass you by simply because you were shy. You don't want any opportunity to pass you by. Number four, create a YouTube channel. First of all, I like the YouTube channels over other film sharing services for a couple of reasons. You don't need an account to view a YouTube channel, and YouTube is such a large company that there is rarely issue with their servers. The last thing you want is to send your coach a link and either he can't access it, it is broken, or takes way too long to load. With YouTube, you are relatively safe in these matters. Creating a YouTube channel for yourself is very easy to do, saves you tons of time in the long run, and always will give you a base to send coaches to see you and your improvement. To make your own YouTube channel, simply go to youtube.com. Click create a YouTube account. If you already have a Gmail account, you can simply use that. If you are starting fresh with this process, it literally takes 1 minute. Once your account is created, there is a bluish profile silhouette of a person in the upper right-hand corner. Click on it. A drop-down menu will appear. Click on My Channel and then press OK, I'm ready to continue. You will now see a very basic version of what your page will look like. You can fluff this up any way you want, and I would recommend a solid action shot of you in uniform to show how great you are in the sport right off the bat. At the top, just to the left of your name, click on Upload and let the games begin. You should upload practice and game footage once a week during season and approximately once per month in the off season. If you are below average at first, that is okay, and don't erase those videos in the end. Leave them. It shows how much you have improved over time. Number five, associate yourself with a reputable recruiting service. Similar to number one, there are tons of services out there that create flashy websites and claim tons of things when, in actuality, they just take your money and do nothing for you. You want to find a service that can be a one-stop shop for you. They should be able to do research for you about coaches and ways to contact them, send out mass email blasts for you, create a page for you, create a video for you, and have it all go to the right people. If you are a true D1 athlete, that is the direction they should send your information. If you are more of a D2 to D3 athlete, the majority of your blast should be sent in that direction. You don't want to waste yours or the coach's time by sending them info if you are not at their level. Please note, I have encountered many of these companies, and one of the best I've seen is NCSA. Number six, create a Twitter account and Facebook page to keep in contact. Most already have one, if not both, of the above-mentioned social media monsters, and they should. The NCAA has not banned college coaches from using them yet, so it is a loophole that should be utilized. When you begin to make contact with coaches / recruiting coordinators, let them see your personality, keep your pages clean, and be sure to send them links to your newly created YouTube channel. Follow these 6 steps and you should get all the exposure you could ever imagine. Now the ball is in your court to put all the exposure you'll be getting to good use.